Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Oh, that it is. And day 30? Is today day 30? Today on the Karen Reed trial?
Yes.
I thought so. 30. It's a special day because it's day 30. It's, yeah. I wonder how long we're going to go. How many days do you think we're going to be having in this trial?
Didn't we have a bet going on this, or was it Daybell? It was Daybell, didn't? Yeah.
What was our bet about Daybell?
Something, $100 or something.
For something, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember what it was either. I think you said it would be over in 2 weeks.
The original? We'll have to go back to the tapes.
We'll have to go back.
I'll let you go back and try and find that for the $10 Applebee's gift card. That is the
yeah. I don't know how much longer is this going to go? This is,
well, we got the defense's wrapping. Then we're going to get to the other side. We're going to get the prosecution on their rebuttal of it, and then we're going to go to closing arguments. So I'm thinking late next week. That's going to be my guess as to when this actually gets to a jury. Maybe that's a bit. I'm trying to think. What is it? It's about Wednesday. This is the trial for Tuesday. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go towards the end of next week. Thursday of next week is my prediction for it going to the jury, not them being done.
Okay.
Going to the jury.
Well, then maybe what we need to talk about is how long do you think it'll take the jury to come up with a decision?
That's all going to depend on how things wrap up. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen then.
Yeah, I think that one remains to be seen. But let's jump into today and go through what went down in the courtroom of Bev. So here we go. In today's developments in the Karen Reed trial, underscore just how critical every detail can be, and frankly, how tenuous some defense theories have become. A lot went down. The morning opened predictably enough with the defense once again requesting a mistrial, something that's starting to feel kind of routine rather than strategic. Judge Beverly Cannone firmly denied the request, which centered on the dispute over the holes in John O'Keefe's sweatshirt. The defense argued those holes had been misrepresented to the jury, implying that they were evidence of violence on the night of his death. The judge calmly clarified to the jury that these particular holes resulted from evidence processing effectively neutralizing the defense's claim. Next came the dog bite argument. Back to Chloe. Or whatever random dog, or again, I don't think it's a dog. There'd be puncture wounds, wouldn't there? I mean,
yes.
Seeing that let me, they said they were fairly superficial wounds, but wouldn't there be a puncture in an animal bite?
Typically, unless the dog didn't get a good grip in and it just scraped. I have an arm full of them. Well, you can't see them on video, but I have an arm full of scars from my time in the veterinary field. If a dog gets a little bit of you, you may not have deep puncture wounds.
Sure. But that many times over and over. And it also seems to have a jawline that changes with the bite as well.
So, well, maybe there were multiple dogs. Maybe it was a pack of wolves.
Maybe it was a pack of ferrets. Did anyone consider ferret?
You know, they're very sweet animals.
They are. I had an uncle or a cousin second. I don't know, whatever he was, that had one. And I was kind of afraid. That thing liked to kind of bite a little bit.
Yeah, they can be nibbly.
Yeah, but does it
hurt?
They're
very cute.
Yeah, but it looks like something that would hurt, like a, you can't like get a light love nibble from like your hamster or something. That's just going to hurt you. Do those things like bite down hard, or is it more like a dog?
Yeah, they can. If they're scared, they can definitely.
Well, yeah, but or do they do like a lighter, like a dog affair?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, so it's just going to.
Of course, I saw them in a veterinary field, so they might have been scared too.
You didn't get any love nibbles from a ferret?
Did not.
You know?
No.
Late at night when you're just closing down the shop and the ferret comes out, it's like.
No, none of that. Okay. None of that.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, the dog bite argument, let's get back to that. A persistent but increasingly desperate move from the defense. Attorney Alan Jackson tried to argue again that the wounds on O'Keefe's arm were from a dog, not a vehicle or another violent event. However, Judge Cannone reiterated her previous stance. Dr. Elizabeth Lapisotta, the defense's forensic expert, isn't qualified to definitively state they were dog bites. And with that, the court essentially closed the door on the theory. When Dr. Lapisotta took the stand, she did make a potentially significant point, asserting that some of O'Keefe's arm injuries occurred before his death. However, her key assertion that O'Keefe's fatal injuries could have resulted from a backward fall rather than being hit by Karen Reed's SUV became quickly complicated when prosecutor Hank Brennan questioned her credibility. Brennan pointed to previous audits criticizing Lapisotta's reliability during her tenure as Rhode Island's chief medical examiner. Despite the defense's protests that these were politically motivated attacks, Brennan's move cast a shadow over her testimony. The afternoon belonged to Dr. Andrew Rentschler. It's a hard name to say.
Rentschler.
Right? Okay, there we go. Rentschler. I don't know why I thought there was like, okay, Rentschler. Done. I'm sorry, Andrew. I didn't mean to screw up your name so many times.
He's probably used to it.
I'm sorry. Or people like me who like can't read certain words randomly. Rentschler. Okay.
Rentschler.
The T's kind of silent. I think I was always trying to say the T and it's a silent T. Rentschler. Yep. Okay. Anyway. Rentschler is from ARCA, the defense's biomechanical expert. He contended that O'Keefe's injuries couldn't logically have come from the vehicle's taillight without causing severe injuries, challenging the core of the prosecution's case. However, this analysis faces strong counter-arguments from previous prosecution witnesses who have provided substantial forensic evidence linking the SUV to O'Keefe's fatal injuries and show just how likely it actually was. What's particularly telling about the testimony today is the way each expert witness called by the defense had faced significant scrutiny, often to their detriment. Take Dr. Laposada, for instance. Though her testimony appeared momentarily compelling, Prosecutor Hank Brennan was swift and methodical in pointing out her controversial past, and that approach undermines the credibility of not just one piece of testimony, but potentially all of her expert claims in this trial. It's exactly the kind of strategic questioning the prosecutors rely on to emphasize the weaknesses in the defense's theories. Dr. Rentschler's testimony similarly faced skepticism. While the idea that the fatal injuries could not have come solely from the taillight may initially sound compelling, it quickly unraveled under cross-examination. Prosecutors revisited previous forensic evidence and expert analysis that established clear and consistent damage patterns on both O'Keefe's body and Reed's SUV. The strength of physical, undeniable forensic evidence presented by the prosecution seems to far outweigh the hypothetical scenarios proposed by the defense experts. Through the day, the jury witnessed repeated instances of the defense grasping at alternative theories, often complicated and lacking straightforward evidence. Each expert brought forward by the defense presented scenarios that seemed to stretch credibility under the intense cross-examinations of the prosecution team. Jurors likely left today's proceedings pondering the critical difference between theoretical possibilities and concrete evidence. Beyond today's specifics, the pattern of defense behavior highlighted a broader issue. They have yet to present a cohesive, believable alternative narrative. Every attempt to suggest something other than Reed's SUV causing the fatal injuries ends up being systematically undermined by prosecution evidence, leaving the defense narrative fragmented and inconsistent. Prosecutors have methodically built their case by connecting tangible evidence, such as vehicle damage, forensic pathology reports, and eyewitness accounts, creating a coherent and straightforward narrative pointing squarely at Karen Reed. Today's proceedings reinforce the stark contrast between the prosecution's methodical evidence-based approach and the defense's increasingly convoluted attempts at creating doubt. The trial moves forward towards its conclusion. The jury does face a tough task of distinguishing between plausible doubt and speculative theories presented by the defense. Prosecutors have built a straightforward narrative supported by the tangible forensic evidence, such as the damage to Reed's SUV and the positioning of O'Keefe's injuries that directly implicate Karen Reed. In the coming days, expect the prosecution to try and reinforce their narrative forcefully. Jurors will weigh hard evidence against the complicated alternative theories. The outcomes will hinge on the prosecution's ability to remind the jurors clearly and convincingly why their case remains solid despite the defense's persistent attempts to distract. I feel like the distracting hasn't been very good.
No, I think it's fallen flat.
I feel like
in the first trial, the distractions really worked. And yeah. Now I feel like they're just literally distractions.
They presented so many different witnesses for different hinged scenarios. Maybe some were that he got beat up in the house and then, or the dog somehow attacked and killed or whatever they're going to say. And then, well, this one's going to, we're going to, what if this scenario, this expert, but what's your story? Then what happened?
Let's just say he did get attacked by a dog in the house.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't kill him.
Exactly. So, it wouldn't do like much of anything. It would be gone by the end of the week.
Yeah.
So, the dog hinges them into the house. That's their theory anyway. And because if he was in the house, that's where the dog had to have been. And that's where the attack occurred. And they think he went into the basement. That's one of the big stories. And then he he fell or got hit or something, and he hit his head on the weights, and then they drug him out to the street in the middle of a blizzard. And a fellow cop, by the way, and all because that was their best idea to not get caught.
And these are first responders. Their entire career is responding to emergencies. Yeah. Why would you panic instead of, we know exactly what happened here. If the guy fell and hit his head, we're calling 911 and getting an ambulance. We're going to administer first aid while waiting for the ambulance. We know exactly what to do in this situation. They wouldn't have to hide anything.
And then you'd also have to assume that all the other people in the house too, you know, from teenagers to older folks, are all like, oh, that happened? Okay, we got your back. This is the story? Okay, that's what we're going to say.
Yeah, we're just going to cover this up, guys.
I'm going to call, let me call the paramedics and let me get them all in on this too and let them know. It's just so insane. It's just not plausible.
And even with how corrupt, let's just say Michael Proctor was part of this. Them being corrupt in any way, I just don't think they were out to kill him. Nobody's come up with, well, John was doing this and we needed to kill him.
No.
No, there just isn't a backstory here.
No, I mean, it's... Yeah, there is no backstory here. Because there isn't a backstory. And If there is,
we're so many years into this and we still don't know what the story is.
The fact that
what did John do that he deserved to be killed?
The fact that all this new data has come out in this trial really, I think, should take any doubt out of anyone's mind. The vehicle data is what the vehicle data is.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, what else happened? I mean, she hit a large squirrel it's just there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Whether you like it or not, you can be on her side.
Well,
and say, I don't want her to go to prison for the rest of her life. This was a tragic accident and she can still be guilty of it.
Well, I mean, and the sheer amount of taillight that was all over the place and like microscopic as well. Like, are you telling me Yeah, they planted all of that beneath the snow, which then turned to ice and then eventually melted, and then you could get to it. So they did that when? Because before everybody trampled on the snow?
Yeah.
Or because after wouldn't make any sense. And they're all just boom, 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 executing it like that during the actual... crime scene, or as the crime scene is like literally, I know they tried to tape it, but everything was blowing away during the actual crime scene investigation, and then shortly thereafter, like this is all going down. And I mean, it's just it's not probable at all.
It defies logic.
And I think before this, you could have made an argument that, you know, can we prove definitively that she hit him? I didn't know that you could. They did.
Feels like they did.
They did. So I'm like, okay, they did. Check that box. So I don't know. Is it second degree? Well, she did have that knowledge of where he was. So take the drunkenness into account. I don't know. I mean, I would say yes. I believe it is second degree. I think she freaked out and fled. Does she remember freaking out and fleeing? Probably not. She probably just has that horrible feeling of like, you know, and maybe little nuggets pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the only logical thing that happened.
Yeah, this scenario with him being covered with snow and her finding him, if she didn't have a recollection of this, they would have been out searching for him. They might have been at other bars. They might have been calling other friends. Maybe he went home with somebody. They wouldn't even know where to look. Like, we can't find him. It could have been days before he
honestly,
was
honestly, you're right. He could have, if she didn't go right for him, they'd be searching. And I don't think anyone would be like, let's go look by the flagpole.
No, you know? And the more snow and the more times that plow goes by and bigger snowbanks are formed, because this was a huge snowstorm.
Yeah.
He could have been missing for weeks.
Yeah, honest to God, he could have been.
So.
I never even thought of it that way. Yeah.
Very telling that she went right to him. There was something in her brain that said, I know exactly where he is. And it wasn't this deep connection that these two are soulmates and they just knew everything about each other and they're the yin and the yang. And she just knew where his soul was. No, that's nothing like that. She had that recollection that this was the last time I saw him right there.
Yeah. Were you the yin and the yang and we're the soulmates? No, this is not that. That was good. I like that. No,
thank you.
It was not that at all. Well, there we are. What's coming up next on As the World Turns? We're going to be the defense is about to rest, and then we will see what the prosecution has up their sleeve for their rebuttal into this, and then closing arguments, and then it goes to the jury. I'm going to say Thursday of next week. When that happens, that's.
I'm going to write that down. I'm writing that down.
What's yours?
Okay, so a little post-it note here. So
it's official, Tony, post-it.
Tony, Thursday. Gosh, I want to. I'm going to pull a Price is Right on you.
I'm going to say over under. Like, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to go Wednesday.
Go Wednesday. Okay. So
or Thursday plus one, right? Isn't that how that works on Price is Right?
No, I don't think that's how that is. Oh yeah,
so $1,001.
Yep.
You bet $1,000, I'll do $1,001.
But I'll win if it goes over that. If it's Friday or anything, I'll still win. So
I need Wednesday?
I'm not going to give any tips. This is...
All right, I'm going Wednesday.
Going Wednesday?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Okay, cool.
Stacey's never heard of a coin pusher before.
Oh, you had to bring this up. We had this discussion before we started recording, and we've discovered two things about me. Number one, I've never had an old-fashioned drink. Mm-hmm. It's a huge Wisconsin drink, an old fashioned.
This is why I'm shocked you've never had one.
I'm a Bloody Mary girl. That's my drink of choice. And I don't know what a coin pusher is. Yeah. It sounds dirty.
Maybe you don't know what a coin pusher is. It's those machines where you drop the coin in and then the thing goes back and forth and it pushes the coins over the edge and you want to keep dropping them in so more fall and it pushes them out, and then you see them at gas stations, casinos, if they're legal, cruise ships, Dave and Buster's, any arcade, that sort of thing. So there you go. That's my, anyway, long story short, we're talking about The Price is Right. I'm going over here. I just bought a coin pusher that's Price is Right themed. So it's going to be fun because some days it'll just be on and it'll be playing, you know, the attract music in an arcade. And all of a sudden we're just going to hear, bum, bum, ba-da, ba-da, bum, bum, ba-da, come on. A little Rod Roddy at like really inappropriate times in the stories that we're talking.
Oh, the life of Tony Brewski.
There you go. All right. That's all for now. Let us know in the comments what you thought about today's testimony, how it all went. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. We will talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-day challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.